Hey kids, welcome to Jesus and Me Clubhouse. I'm KC. I'm so glad you could join us today. Let's say our motto. Repeat after me. I will tell my friends.
I will tell my friends.
So they can know God.
So they can know God.
Here's something I know about God. He wants us to pray for others. When we lay hands on the sick, they get better.
KC, you have to come quick. My son is hurt.
What happened, Polly?
He fell out of the nest and hurt his wing. He can't fly.
Where is he?
He's across the street, up in the tree.
Up in the tree? I thought you said he fell out of the nest.
He landed on the branch below. You have to come pray for him.
I can't right now, Polly. I have all these kids here at the clubhouse. You're going to have to pray for him yourself.
Me? I can't pray for him.
Well, why not?
Well, I don't know how. Besides, I'm just a bird.
The Bible says lay hands on the sick and they will be healed.
I don't have any hands. I'm a bird.
Well, lay your wing on him and tell him to be healed in Jesus' name. I'll come right over when I'm done here.
Okay. Thanks, KC.
KC, there's a baby bird across the street that fell out of his nest. He looks hurt. Here, have a look.
I don't have to look. It's Polly's little birdie boy.
How do you know that?
Polly was just here. She's gonna go pray for her birdie boy right now.
Who's gonna go pray for him?
Polly.
Polly is a bird.
I know that.
Don't you have to be a preacher to go pray for someone to get healed?
No, anyone can pray.
Well, I know. I pray for my food, and I pray for my friends to get saved, that sort of thing. But this bird looks really hurt.
Jesus said we can lay hands on the sick so they would get better.
So if my friend is sick, I can pray for her to be healed?
That's right. Greater is Jesus in you than the devil that makes people sick.
So I just lay my hands on my friend and say, "Be healed in Jesus' name."
Yes. The Bible says the prayer of faith will save the sick.
I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
My friend Susie isn't feeling well. I'm going to pray for her.
Well, good for you. I'm proud of you.
Guess what I got today? I got a note. You want to see what it says? It says, "I love you." From God. Do you want a note from God? He already gave us all a love note. It's His Bible. Some people don't know that God loves them, but that's because they've never read their Bible. And other people think God doesn't love them because they've done bad things. I've done bad things. Have you? God still loves us. In fact, in the Bible, there's many stories where Jesus showed people the love of God. He went around healing people. Did you know that you can show people that God loves them too? You can. The next time you see somebody that isn't feeling well, you can pray for them. Our memory verse today is Mark 16:18. Lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. Can you say that with me? Okay, repeat after me. Say, lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. One more time. Lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. Great job.
Well, let's get our hearts and minds ready to receive the Bible verse.
KC, you gotta see this.
I know.
There's a baby bird across the street that fell out of the nest. How did you know?
A birdie told me, Brain. Don't worry, the baby bird will be fine. Are you ready for the Bible verse?
I am. I was born ready.
Today's Bible verse is Mark 16:18. Lay hands on the sick, and they will be healed. Let's say it together, boys and girls. Lay hands on the sick.
Lay hands on the sick.
And they will be healed.
And they will be healed.
Okay, Brain, it's your turn.
Lay's potato chip. Glad they were peeled.
Glad they were peeled?
Me too. I hate potato chips with potato peeling still on them.
But that's not what KC said.
Huh?
We're gonna say the Bible verse for you again, Brain. Help me, boys and girls. Lay hands on the sick.
Lay hands on the sick.
And they will be healed.
And they will be healed.
Wait a minute. You lay hands on potato chips and they get healed?
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, he didn't say that.
Oh, good. Because I thought you could only lay hands on the sick and they would be healed.
That's the Bible verse.
What? Lay hands on the sick and they will be healed? Why didn't you say so? Everybody knows that.
Mark 16:18. Lay hands on the sick and they will be healed.
That's right. Good job, Brain.
Thanks, Heart. Now it's time for today's Bible story.
I can't wait to hear it.
And I can't wait to do it.
It's the hearer
and the doer
of God's Word who's blessed.
One day Jesus was teaching and he saw a woman who was crippled by an evil spirit.
God has sent me to show his love to all people. Look at that woman over there, crippled and bent over. Woman, come here.
Oh my, why would you want me? I am crippled and can't stand up straight.
You have been crippled by the devil for 18 years. You shouldn't have to live like this. I can set you free.
Oh, me? Why would you heal me?
Because God loves you and he wants you to be healed.
You mean God didn't make me this way? God's not mad at me?
No, you were healed of your sickness.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I can stand up straight. I'm healed.
Casey! He's healed! I laid my wing on him and prayed, just like you said. And now he's up and flying.
I knew you could do it, Polly.
Of course I could do it. I have God's power inside of me.
That's true.
Thanks for your help.
Jesus inside of us is what gives us power to help others. Jesus wants to live inside of everyone. All you have to do is ask him to come live in your heart. I can pray with you right now. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thanks for sending Jesus.
Thanks for sending Jesus.
To die for my sins.
To die for my sins.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Be the boss of my life.
Be the boss of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Time for spiritual exercises. Everyone stand up on your feet. Here we go. You ready? Repeat after me. Stretch it up real high. I love the Lord with all my heart. Now show me your muscles. God is good. All the time. I'm not afraid. God is with me. Good. Now show me your Superman pose. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Nice work. Now these are my favorite. Kinky push-ups. Up. Down, up, down. I love others like Jesus loves me. Whew, that was a good workout. All right, let's cool it down. Let's stretch it out. I obey my parents, for this pleases God. Woo, good job, kids. Now, just shake it out, turn around if you want. Woo. Good job, kids. I'm proud of you.
Casey, do you know what my favorite part of the clubhouse was today?
Let me guess. Jesus healing the crippled woman.
Nope.
I know. Stacy going to pray for her friend that was sick.
Nuh-uh.
I give up. What was your favorite part, Fuzzy?
My favorite part is praying for potato chips.
That doesn't have anything to do with the point of today's clubhouse. Did you learn anything at all today?
I learned that I can jump higher than a house.
You can't jump higher than a house.
Yes, I can, because houses can't jump.
I never thought about it like that before.
What did you learn today, Casey?
We can pray for others to be healed, like Jesus prayed for that crippled woman.
What crippled woman? I didn't see a crippled woman.
The one in the Bible story, Fuzzy. She was bent over and couldn't stand up straight.
Do you mean bent over like this? Ow!
Are you okay?
I bumped my head.
Be healed in Jesus' name.
Wow! I feel better. Thanks. Hey, how did you do that?
Lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. Mark 16:18. Can you say that, Fuzzy?
Lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. Mark 16:18.
Very good. Now say goodbye, Fuzzy.
Goodbye, Fuzzy.
Goodbye, kids. See you next time at the Jesus and Me Clubhouse.